जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोधानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिओ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शील एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुरा धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मई यमुना मई की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, eighth chapter, verse number 43. Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavrishni Rishabha Nidra Rajanya Vanshadahanani Apavarga Viryam गोविंद गोद्विज सुरार्ति हरावतार आई एम जस्ट सिंगिंग द फर्स्ट वंस एंड देन योगेश्वर अखिल गुरु भगवन नमस्ते गो लाइन बाय लाइन श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णि ऋषभावानि निद्रुक् राजन्य वंश दहनान अपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गोद्विज सुरार्ति हरावतार योगेश्वर अखिल गुरु भगवन नमस्ते श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णि ऋषभावि निद्र राजन्य वंश दहनान अपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गोद्विज सुरार्ति हरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरो भगवन् नमस्ते श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णि ऋषभानि निद्र राजन्य वंश दहनान अपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गोद्विज सुरार्ति हरावतार योगेश्वर अखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते सिनोनिम्स श्री कृष्ण ओ श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा ओ फ्रेंड ऑफ अर्जुन वृष्णि ऑफ डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ वृष्णि ऋषभ ओ चीफ अवनी द अर्थ ध्रुक रिबेलियस राजन्य वंश डायनेस्टीज ऑफ किंग्स दहन ओ अनहिलेटर अपवर्ग विदाउट डिटोरिएशन ऑफ वीर्य प्रावस गोविंद ओ प्रोप्राइटर ऑफ गोलोकधाम गो ऑफ काउस द्विज द ब्राह्मणस सुर द डेमिगॉड्स अर्तिहर टू रिलीव डिस्ट्रेस अवतार ओ लॉर्ड हु डिसेंड्स योगेश्वर मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिक पावर्स अखिल यूनिवर्सल गुरु ओ प्रिसेप्टर भगवान ओ पजेसर ऑफ ऑल ऑपुलेंसेस नमते respectful obeisances unto you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Krishna, O friend of Arjun, O chief amongst the descendants of Rishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode. You descend to relieve the distress of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the mighty, all. You are the almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances. Purport. A summary of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is made herein by Srimati Kunti Devi. The Almighty Lord has His eternal transcendental abode where He is engaged in keeping the Surbhi cows. He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune. He descends to the material world to reclaim His devotees and to annihilate the disturbing elements in the groups of political parties and kings who are supposed to be in charge of administrative work. He creates, maintains, annihilates by His unlimited energies, and still He is full of prowess and He does not deteriorate in His potency. The cows, the brahmanas and the devotees of the Lord are the objects of His special attention because they are very important factors for the general welfare of living beings. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Vrajatam Rungana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Namostute Takanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Namostute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Chakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasa Tavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we welcome all the devotees for this Srimad Bhagavatam class today. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada writes, O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Rushni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Now, if you read the word by word translation, I went again up to check whether any word like political parties is there. And then there the word is the rebellious dynasties of kings. But Srila Prabhupada makes his translation and purport so contemporary so that people can understand. You know, if he would have written here the dynasties and kings, today there are no dynasties, no kings. But then those who are ruling, they are as good as kings. And therefore Srila Prabhupada uses the word destroyer of those political parties. And I really felt so nice that Krishna can destroy political parties also. You know, that's the need of the hour right now. You know, we'll just spend some time on understanding the psychology of how these politicians they think. Like, I just wanted to request somebody can tell in Gopalji Hall there is. So, all these political rallies, you know, they, that time all the netas, they use the word, aam aadmi, hum aam janta ke liye karenge, aam aadmi ke liye karenge. So ultimately, you know, one of the friend of a politician, he asked this neta, why you always use the word aam aadmi, aam janta? So, you know, he told them that, yeah, because we treat them like aam. हम लोग उनको चूस लेते हैं और फिर गुटली फेंक देते हैं काम खत्म होने के बाद. सो वंस इलेक्शन आर ओवर वी आर डन विद देम. वंस वन पॉलिटिशियन सन, यू नो, दे ऑल्सो हैव टू अटेंड द पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग. सो ही वेंट टू द पेरेंट टीचर मीटिंग एंड ही सॉ द रिजल्ट ऑफ द एंटायर क्लास. ही सॉ हिज सन हैड फेल्ड. इमीजिएटली ही स्टार्टेड डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग स्वीट्स टू एवरीवन. So people asked him ki, अरे आपका बेटा तो फेल हो गया है, आप स्वीट्स क्यों बांट रहे. He said, देखो क्लास में 80 लड़के थे, उसमें से 60 फेल हो गए, बहुमत मेरे बेटे के साथ है. This is how, you know, they think. Therefore, one scientist, when he was, you know, there was this the thought process of going on to moon and staying in between, that was happening. So one scientist, you know, he was interviewed. And he said, what will happen if one politician reaches the moon? So he said, that is a problem because he can, you know, exploit things over there. So then he said that, you know, why I'm talking about this? Like once I was called for a convocation ceremony at a veterinary college. And the whole ceremony was over and I was constantly thinking that I'm just a small person. I'm not a big teacher or a well-known person who can award degrees to others. So while going back, and it was such a nice, pleasant campus. So while going back, I asked them that, why did you call me? He said, sir, last year we called one politician. He saw the campus and he said that in this prime locality, why do you need this campus? And half of our college has been shifted now to suburbs. So therefore, we have decided that remaining half we should not lose. So we called you because I said, okay. So politician going on the moon. So he said, that's a problem. So then the scientist was asked, what if 50 politicians go on the moon? He said, that is also a problem. Then the interviewer asked the last question, that what if all the politicians go on the moon? He said, then the problem here is solved. You know, because when all of them go there, at least the earth can become peaceful. And because Srila Prabhupada is talking here about, I'll just go to the exact word he is using, political parties which are disturbing the elements on this earth. So I had many interactions with many politicians. I actually belong to a political family only. My grandfather's. So I am also one of the disturbing element on the earth. So my grandfather's brother was chief minister of the state and my mother was mayor. My mother's father was also mayor. So I'll just tell you some of the interactions which I had with few of the politicians. So one politician, I was just talking to him and I asked him that, because he was there for some time and he resigned. I'll not tell which political party and which year so that there is no place for guessing. So I said, why did you resign halfway through? And he told me that they were giving me targets for collection. And he said, that was intolerable for me. I said, why? He said, because I was a freedom fighter. 5 times, he said, I went to jail. Britishers put me in jail. And for me to do anything against the country is very difficult. And currently, why Srila Prabhupada is using the word disturbing elements for the politician? He said, currently, whoever politicians are there, they have not fought in the India's war for independence. Today is our Republic Day. So he said that because they have not fought, they don't have that much love for the country. And because I went to jail, I cannot do. He said, on the table I found a file which had problems. I refused to sign. And the party said to me, you have to sign because these people are going to donate money to our political party. He said, I'll not sign because I find lot of scam in this file. Then they said, you resign. He said, I resigned. And after resigning, he shifted. He didn't have money to buy a house also. So he shifted into a rental house of a pagdi system. He said, but I don't mind that. I don't have house in Mumbai. Sorry, I mentioned the name of the city. But he said that this is how I am made up of. I had interaction. He said, I fought for the country. So I can never do anything against the country. And me, when I went for getting some money for, you know, one of a very famous person was admitted and he was on ventilator 10-15 years back. And I was told to collect money from one of the politicians because he was his good friend. Right, like a teacher rather. So this politician was kind of a student to this famous teacher who was on ventilator. So I went to him and I said, sir, your teacher is, you know, he's there. And so he took me and then he told the PA that give him money. And you know, the PA, he took me inside his room and he opened the cupboard. And first time in my life, I saw a cupboard full of money. And that was shock to my life. And he just took out a small bundle. He said, take this, 1 lakh rupees. Then I went to that place and the hospital itself was feeling that such a nice teacher is there. He left his body. That's okay, but we don't want to charge him. So then I went back to the PA again. I said, sir, this 1 lakh rupees was of no use. I want to give it back to you. He said, no, you keep. That's okay. I said, I don't want. Because I don't know whose money it is stained with. Such money, even if I buy something, out of it, I know because whose blood has been sucked for that money, I really don't know. So such money actually never lasts with us. When I had gone for inspection of one of the colleges, and just before leaving, I was very helpful, just before leaving, that I told this before also, that one of their PAs, he came running and he said, sir, thank you so much. And he put the money in the car and he told the driver, kachwarthiya, jao. And the money was with me. So I was thinking, what to do with this one? You know, ultimately somebody had needed a phone, so I purchased a phone and donated it. I didn't use it for myself. Within 3 months, that person called me, "Arey, I lost that phone." So I realized that this kind of money, which comes from odd ways, what actually, therefore, you know, there is a word we use, hard-earned money. Only the hard-earned money, which we have earned properly with proper ethics, as per the Vedic way, that also we are supposed to donate. Actually, it's not that hard-earned money we keep for ourselves. That also we should have this thing that this belongs to Krishna. Okay? Because he's the translation, the first word says that he is the proprietor of everything. So even our hard-earned money also he is proprietor. And that is why all the grahasthas are supposed to donate. We have to understand that even that money belongs to Krishna. Like there is a story of a boy. Nowadays everybody has mobile phone at home. So the father used to come back from the office And the sons, you know, youngsters nowadays, I don't know what they have, that they always want their phone battery 100%. So, you know, they, zara 60, 40, 50, 70, 80, 90 also they cannot tolerate. So, immediately they put it for charging. So, father, you know, he comes back home, he sees his son's battery charging, phone is charging. Already 90%, so he removes, puts his mobile for charging. Now, this happened for 10 days, 15 days, 20 days. So the son got irritated. He one day said to his father that, you every day you come back from office, you remove my phone from charging. That charger is mine. You know, that charger belongs to me. You know, father told him that socket belongs to me. And then the father said, socket belongs to me, wire belongs to me, house belongs to me, meter belongs to me, I pay the whole bill. Okay, you just don't show me a charger, that charger belongs to me. So we are like that son, you know, this charger belongs to me. No, charger also belongs to the father only. So everything belongs to Krishna. That father is like Krishna. And we are like fighting with him that, nahi, nahi, oh, sab hai, ye to mera hai na, itna. No, no, nothing. Nothing. Nothing is ours. And you descend to relieve the distress of the cows, brahmanas and the devotees. And talking about politicians, I should talk about good things about the politicians did. Like, for example, my own grandfather, when he was the chief minister, he was a very dynamic person. And Shiva Jayanti festival, you know, during the one of the Shiva Jayanti festivals in Bhiwandi area, there was a riot. And from that point, the government decided that no Shiva Jayanti, which now falls in the next month, Shivaji Maharaj's birthday, will be celebrated in Bhiwandi henceforth. Because they don't want to take risk. The politicians don't want to take risk. And when in 1981, my grandfather was chief minister, the Bhiwandi people, they approached him, ki sir, everywhere people celebrate Shiva Jayanti. And we in Bhiwandi cannot, because government has passed a rule. Because it is a sensitive area and we cannot have Shiva Jayanti. So, my grandfather said, who said? What rule? He said, I'll provide police force. And entire police force of Mumbai was there in Bhiwandi. And Shiva Jayanti was celebrated. And from that point, from 81, the Shiva Jayanti started, and till today, they celebrate Shiva Jayanti. Even if you go to Google and find out how Shiva Jayanti celebrations restarted. Why I am telling you this story is one has to take a risk. Why other politicians were not able to start? They were feeling, ki, who will take the risk? If I start the Shiva Jayanti and there is a riot and some people die, then I'll have to step down as my chief minister. My grandfather said, okay, that's okay. I have to take risk. So we have to learn to take risk. A lesson which I learned for Krishna conscious lesson is, unless we take risk, it's not possible to do anything even in devotional service. Okay? Everybody is taking risk. All those brahmacharis who are sitting here, they also taken risk. They have given up their jobs, everything. And unless we take risk, we cannot achieve anything. One of the saints in Maharashtra, he writes that Devacha Sakhyatva Sati, if you want to become friends with Lord Krishna, Padavya Jivalagan Chatuti. You have to give up all your relatives, friends, family, all your social network. Sarva Arpave Shevati Prana Tohi Vetsavan. That one has to offer everything to the Lord. Only then you can become friends with the Lord. And for that you have to take risk. Today in this era of the pandemic, why we don't see people on the streets now? Nobody is ready to take risk. Yesterday I had written on my blog that the offices are ready to open, but people are not ready to go. They are saying, no, we are comfortable at home, working from home. The school started from Monday. This Monday of this week. And in my child's class, only out of 150, only four parents agreed to send the child. So only 4 children will be sitting, remaining 146 students will be in at home. So people are not ready to take risk. So I always believed that we should be taking risk. Even for the vaccination trial, I had registered both of my children. My 6-year-old son registered for the trial. Because that whole, our society, our International Society for Krishna Consciousness has started because Srila Prabhupada took the risk. Risk at the age of 70. You know, who today at the age of 70 will take a risk of traveling to US alone? You know, me at the age of 30, 35, maybe I have gone to US for the first time. And when I reached there, and there was nobody, you know, to welcome me or anything, rather to pick up me also. My brother-in-law was supposed to come and he got late. You know, people are very casual in US about airports and all. It's like bus stop, bus station for them. And I went there and I got down in US and nobody's there. Everybody walked from the, whoever got down from the plane, and I was alone at the airport door. So that time I realized that I am young, I had money with me. It's not that I only had 40 rupees. I had money with me, but still I was scared that where to go. But Srila Prabhupada took that risk. And that's how he could establish, because without, even we cannot win a war without taking risk. This, because today is Republic Day, I'd just like to talk about this Kargil war which took place. And this famous, I may get mistaken with the ranks of lieutenant or captain, but Vikram Batra, who they were fighting, and the enemy was on the top, and our Indian soldiers were down. And because enemy had advantage, they were on the topmost point, and now if Indians would have killed them, the war would have been over. But what was happening is because they were on the top, they had the advantage, and one soldier was dying. So this captain, he said, I'm going for frontal attack. Frontal attack means coming out of your hiding place and directly marching the enemy's post. And he was knowing, and the last conversation he had with his colleague said, sir, if you are going for frontal attack, that means you are going to die. He said, let me die. He said, let me die. Somebody has to take risk, otherwise we are not going to win this war. So this person, he was rewarded with Paramvir Chakra. He got out of this hiding behind the stone and directly approached the post. And he killed all of them. And he got killed. But because he took risk, India could win that war. So without taking risk, it's not possible. I myself, in my whole life, I was actually at the end of my studies, of undergraduate studies, I had option of getting into surgery. I had got good marks. And that time I was into preaching, and I myself and Sukhdev Prabhu, we discussed, and I decided to become a teacher. Now that was such a risk, you know, becoming a teacher, because salaries are very less. I remember, one of the Pune Yatras, after the Pune Yatras, you know, the Lakshmi Moni Mataji and her 20-30 girls, they had come for Pune Yatra, and from there they had to be taken to Pandharpur. And one devotee was given charge of taking those girls to Pandharpur and getting them back. Mm-hmm. One devotee couple. And they selected me and Sukhdev Prabhu as bodyguards, because there were 25 girls. So they said, you know, some bodyguard should be there. Now, I don't know what they saw in us, because we had put on a lot of weight, eating prasadams. We were 75-80 kgs, so maybe because of that. So then we were there. And this Prabhuji, you know, so I'll just tell some nice experience. That every, we were, you know, in that bus, all the Matajis were there inside. And myself and Sukhdev Prabhu, bodyguards, we were sitting near the driver, like the cleaner. And that Prabhuji used to go in and out, and you know, used to every time come and tell these foreigner girls, no, they, you feel they are good devotees, but I used to say, why he is talking like this always? Every day, in the once in a while, used to tell, no, you feel they are good devotees, but I said, Prabhuji, Maharaj, whole 4 days was glorifying all of them. Why are you speaking like this? So somewhere he had a fear in his mind that we are young boys, we'll fall in love with them or something. Then we told him, Prabhuji, please stop this. Stop this. What you are doing now, you please stop this. Our salary is 1200 rupees. You know, we are not in a state of, we cannot maintain ourselves. Both of us were interns that time. I said, you don't worry about us. You know, we are worried about our own eating. Hum log khane pine ko paisa nahi hai. So please, so we understand your emotions, what you are trying to protect us and all. Don't do Vaishnava aparadha unnecessarily. And then, and that time, you know, in that whole journey, sitting there near the driver, we decided that I'll take up anatomy. And that time the salary was 7,500. And the kind of risk I took, just keeping faith on Gopinath. And immediately, you know, when we pass, I got my degree. You know, the proposals, marriage proposals and all this start coming in. I remember I had not even passed my internship, 1200 rupees salary. And somebody said, you are thinking of marriage, we have a proposal for you. I went back to my common room where I was staying with 15 students. You know, at the entrance there were 15 shoes, 15 towels, 15 undergarments. And I said, kidhar rahega kidhar, main khud ka mera rehne ka problem hai. Still, even immediately after I passed my MBBS, my marriage was fixed. And my brother-in-law, because I had decided that the first proposal comes, I'll say, I'll not go into, you know, searching for proposals. My brother-in-law, he just asked me casually, you know, he was into IT industry. He said, you are getting salaries in 5 figures or 6 figures? I said, 4 figures. My salary was 7,500. And when my marriage was fixed, you know, they asked me that, any chances of salary increasing? I said, yeah, the fifth pay commission can come right now, fourth pay commission is going on. And I, main Bhagwan ke bharose nahi, main government ke bharose pe unko word de diya ki, haan, badega salary. And the day I exchanged garlands, my salary was 7,500. And 7,500 was, you may feel that 30 years back it was a big amount. No. That time people were having good salaries, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 1 lakh. That was considered as good salary. 7,500 I was earning. First salary I got, my mother said, please send 5,000 rupees for repairing the motor in our field. And motor was costing 5,000 rupees. So that bad things were. But I took a risk. I said, for preaching I have to, you know, take this. And 6 months my wife was staying in Pune. And when she came back, came to stay with me after 6 months. That month I didn't get salary only. So I went to the office, I said, salary nahi hai. So they said, no, we are implementing the fifth pay, that calculations are going on. So, you know, that's how you will get the salary late. So Krishna has all the arrangements done if we take a risk for Krishna. And I realized that immediately my salary jumped to 20,000 with that. And then I went to stay to Dadar after I left JJ. And I got arrears of 2-3 lakh rupees where I could rent a house. I went to stay in KM that time because the warden ran away. The previous warden, that's how I got the warden's post, because he ran away, absconded. And there, you know, when I went to stay there in KM, immediately the contractor came. He said, sir, you are going to shift into this quarter. You know, this is due for renovation. And what do you want? So I said, actually, we are devotees of ISKCON. I want altar. And he built an altar for me, a marble altar, and he gave. So I always kept on remembering that my discussions with Sukhdev Prabhu, that if we take risk for Krishna, Krishna will take care of everything. Even 20 years after I had to leave those quarters, one devotee, you know, he called me and he said, I have a house next to KM Hospital. Why it's lying vacant because of COVID. We are not getting people for rent. So why don't you stay there? So everything, that faith I really got by, you know, learning that if we take risk for Krishna, Krishna will take care of everything. And that's what our acharyas, present acharyas, even we see that during COVID times, His Grace Bhakti Charu Maharaj's last lecture, if you listen, he says that, you know, let me go and preach. Yeah, we may see it as a big loss for ISKCON. Yeah, but don't always see it as a loss. Also see it as a story which generation will remember. Because that's what our parampara is. You know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that today Britishers are there, tomorrow some other problem will come. But preaching cannot stop. Srila Prabhupada had the same mood, and so Prabhupada's disciples also have the same mood. And therefore we all today, you know, we should salute. I call them as Vaishnav COVID warriors. Today we have this concept of COVID warriors. These are our Vaishnav COVID warriors. They were trying to get the world back to normal. Back to normal. You know, otherwise we will not come back to normal. Because the whole world right now, you see, it has gone into such a lethargy. I had visited one television channel for our college, you know, college was celebrating 100 years, so I went to a television channel and nobody was there in office. And they said, we have not done shooting for our last 1 year, 1.5 years. And we are not going to do. Hum log, I said, what are you showing? Why purana ek nikalte hai? Why ghuma ghuma aap ke rakhe? Why that only? I said, you are getting salary of 1 lakh, 2 lakh rupees. They said, okay. So that slumber has come in to, you know, all of us. We all have nowadays started loving traveling on the road also. There is no traffic on the road. So we are scared that world will come back to normal and again there will be traffic. There are no devotees in the temple. You know, temple hall, you know, I walk up to the altar and just so that I don't show my back to Gopinath, I just walk back like this. I am very confident nobody is offering obeisances behind. But then sometimes, you know, our dirty mind, it brings in doubt that what if world come back to normal and again we have that temple full. No, that's what Bhakti Charu Maharaj gave his life for. That let's bring back the world to normal. Our preaching should not stop. So we should not be always thinking of our convenience. We have always a tendency to think of our convenience. How I can be in a nice cozy place and do my devotional service without too much of rush here. No, that was not the mood. Even His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, his mood was that everyone, like he stayed with the Babaji Maharaj in Vrindavan, in the temple of Sri Radha Gopichana Vallabh. And what was his mood? You know, that Babaji Maharaj, that night Maharaj tells that story, that they had only one shawl, and that Babaji Maharaj used to come and put it on Maharaj. And Maharaj used to get up, and he used to be sitting like this, himself. And then Maharaj used to get up and say, sir, you don't have a shawl, you take this. He said, no, you are guest of Gopijana Vallabh. You are a guest of Gopijana Vallabh, so you should be taken care of. So that should be our whole mood of all of us. That's why Radhanath Swami Maharaj has named our small deities, which used to call as little Krishna before, little small Radharani, small Krishna, has been named Gopijana Vallabh. So we also develop that mood that every person, otherwise what happens is, we have a tendency to classify devotees. Classify devotees into devotees who are assets and devotees who are liabilities. Every person who comes to the temple, we say, ye asset hai, ye liability hai, ye asset hai. No. Radhanath Maharaj has, you know, the I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about others. I have that. I always then remember the story of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, how he told the story of Gopijana Vallabh, and that Babaji Maharaj used to treat anyone and everyone coming to the temple as a friend of Gopijana Vallabh. And I struggle to develop that vision, that anybody who is coming to the temple has to be taken care of the way that Babaji was taking care, and we also have Gopijana Vallabh over here. Because even if somebody is a liability today, tomorrow he can turn into an asset. And opposite, even if some asset devotee turns into a liability, we should be taking care of him. We have to take, because he has been our asset for so many years, and now he has turned into a liability. So basically, we have to take care of devotees. You know, today is also our happens to be the Republic Day of India. Here we see so many people in making India independent, they took risk. Bhagat Singh, at the age of 23, he was hanged. You know, he took the risk. He threw bomb in the parliament. He had no intention of killing anyone. And then he was hanged. You know, I'm almost double the age of him. So I think that I have not done anything. You know, so I say that if in ISKCON, if you are not able to, forget about if you are not able to become Bhagat Singh, at least become a Bhagat and sing the Mahamantra. You know, and I remember this, you know, every day when I go home at 6:25 after the darshan is closed. Fortunately, whichever road I take, I see Shadbhuj Prabhu, Swarup Damodaranand Prabhu, Akhil Bandhu Prabhu, Rakshit Shetty, all of them. You know, and in this pandemic also, they are doing singing. So I call them Bhagat Singh. They are Bhakt. Bhagat. Bhagat means Bhakt. Who are singing on the roads, you know. So they are the modern Bhagat Singhs of ISKCON, you know. The further, Krishna talks about, Srila Prabhupada talks about that Krishna relieves the distress of cows. And I was reading chapter number 19, Devouring the Forest Fire, where, you know, Krishna, just for the sake of saving the cows, he swallowed the forest fire. But there I found a very interesting line. In the initial line, Srila Prabhupada writes, the goats, the cows, the buffalo traveled from one forest to other and entered into a forest called as Ishikatavi. Now, he mentions goats also. So, Krishna was taking care of goats also. We have a tendency to look at goats, you know, and buffalo also. Buffalo we say tamogun and all. But here in Krishna book, Prabhupada has written goats, cows and buffaloes. And Krishna takes care of them. He swallows the... firstly with his eyes he gives them assurance that don't worry. Then further in the translation, Srila Prabhupada writes, it translates as follows, that you possess all mystic powers and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God and I offer you respectful obeisances. He uses the word, you possess all mystic power. Actually, if you see all the incarnations of Krishna, they are so mystical. You know, everybody, like Matsya Avatar starts with a small fish, becomes big. Varaha Avatar, Vamana Avatar comes as a... suddenly mystical, suddenly they expand themselves. Lord Ram also, recently I was hearing to one of the Ramakathas, and how Ram was also, you know, used to make mystical statements. Vibhishan, when he left Ravan, so Ravan's party, and came to Ram, and the first time he comes before Lord Ram, and Ram welcomes him by saying, "Ao Lankesh, Lankesh, you are welcome." So war is not yet begin. So Sugriv, you know, he interrupts. He says, "Lord, what are you saying, Lankesh? War has not yet started. We are not sure also. We are just a bunch of monkeys and we may get defeated also. And you are calling him Lankesh. It's okay." He said, "I have called him king means I'll make him king. If I get defeated here, after 14 years, I'm going to get back the kingdom of Ayodhya. I'll take him to Ayodhya and make him king there." You know, this is how the Lord is. And therefore, some of our devotees who write commentary on this incident, they said that Ravan got Lanka by cutting his 10 heads. He cut his 10 heads before Lord Shiva and he offered. After that he got power and then he got Lanka. Vibhishan got Lanka just by putting his head at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. Just by doing that he got. Now when Vibhishan afterwards, when he became the king, you know, he made an announcement in the kingdom and he said that if anybody does not accept me as king, you can leave Lanka. So by now all the demons were killed, so he was not expecting anybody to come. But one fellow, I don't know how he missed Ram's arrows, he came. And he said, so Vibhishan said to him that you are free to go anywhere. But then he said, I need your help, because that Setu which was built, only devotees could walk on that, because Ram's name was written. So Vibhishan said, okay, that's a problem. So he gave him a letter, a paper, and he said, you keep this in your pocket. With this you will get so much energy that you can walk over water and you can go to any continent you like. He got excited. Next day morning he gets up and starts walking on the water. He said, yeah, this is fun. So he goes ahead, goes away from Lanka. And then he thinks, let me see what is there on this paper. So Vibhishan had told him, don't open the paper till you reach any continent. But you know, people are so this thing. So on the middle, he said, open the paper. And on that paper, only two words were written, Ram. He said, what is this nonsense, Ram? Moment he said that, he drowned in the ocean. That is losing faith. Till the point he had faith in a devotee and he was following the instruction of a devotee, he was able to cross over. Moment he lost faith in a devotee, he drowned. This story, before all of you start pouncing upon me, where did I read it? I heard it in one of the lectures of Amogh Leela Prabhu. For further details, you can contact him. Because nowadays, traveling, previously I never had traveling. I stayed in the campus, so traveling was never part of my life. But nowadays, because I have been working outside, I travel a lot. So I use all that time for hearing a lot of lectures. Now, coming to the last point, that how Krishna also has been so mystical. Here the word mystical is used. And he ate earth, you know, earth eating, that pastime. I'll just discuss about that. And from our childhood, we have been listening to that pastime. He ate earth. And now, one day, I came across so many reasons of why he ate earth. Actually, in our international society, everywhere we were taught why. Why? Otherwise, we never knew the reasons why. Like, there is a story of monkeys where one scientist had done this experiment. He had kept monkeys in a zoo. And there was a tall banana tree. And what he had done, he had put sensors around the banana tree, on the top of the banana tree. So any monkey tries to climb the banana tree, the sensors used to sense it. And then there were water sprinklers. So that water sprinklers used to start sprinkling water on the monkeys. So the first time one monkey went up, he realized, oh, and that water is falling on everybody, so he was pulled down. So then all those 20 monkeys staying there, all of them had that experience. That moment we try to go up, you know, water starts slashing on all the other monkeys. So then they made a pact that nobody will climb. Nobody will climb. Now comes, what they did is, the scientists, they replaced the 20th monkey with a new monkey. A new monkey didn't know anything. So he goes there, he sees the banana. He starts going up and all the 19 monkeys pull him down. He says, why are you doing this? Okay. Then 19th monkey replaced by new monkey. He starts going, everybody pulls him down. Even that new monkey, number 20 who was replaced, he also pulls the 19 who was replaced. Because everybody was pulling him. After, like this, that replaced all the 20 monkeys. Now there is a new set of 20 monkeys. From the second set, now he replaced monkey number 20 and put another new monkey. So he tries to go up, all the 20 pulling him down. But they don't tell him the reason why they are pulling. Because nobody tells them the reason. Because the 20th monkey, when he was replaced for the first time, when he tried going up, nobody told him water sprinklers and all, water. They just pulled him down. एंड ऑल द 19 हु केम आफ्टर दे वेर ऑल्सो टोल्ड कि इस पे चढ़ने का नहीं, चढ़ने का नहीं मतलब चढ़ने का नहीं. ओके एंड नाउ एनी वन ही कम्स दे सेड डोंट क्लाइंब ऑन दिस बनाना ट्री. द फर्स्ट सेट ऑफ मंकी दे वेर नोइंग व्हाई नॉट टू क्लाइंब, बिकॉज इफ यू क्लाइंब वॉटर इज स्प्रिंकल्ड एवरीवेयर. द नेक्स्ट 20 नोबडी वॉज नोइंग. दिस इज द कंडीशन ऑफ इंडियाज कल्चर राइट नाउ. यू नो द फर्स्ट जनरेशन वॉज नोइंग एवरीथिंग, रीजन वाय वाय. सेकेंड जनरेशन डजंट नो एनीथिंग, वाय दिस इज टू बी डन. थर्ड जनरेशन वॉट इज टू बी डन ऑल्सो दे डोंट नो. द वाय इज अ डिफरंट क्वेश्चन. And that is where the importance of International Society for Krishna Consciousness comes in. They tell us reason for everything. Everything reason, reasoning is there. We put a dandavat like this. You know, people keep on thinking, aisa kyun karte hai? You know, they are not used to, you know, putting a horizontal dandavat. So then we tell them that our left side is weak and that we show to the Lord. Also, our heart is also on the left side. Okay, so always therefore we try to show that our heart, I am trying to give my heart to you, O Krishna. So, we'll just run through the various reasons why Krishna ate the earth. Or should we do next time? Next time? Okay, no. So, you know, Krishna says that, you know, why? When Krishna was eating the earth, I think most of the brahmacharis may be knowing the meaning of the various purports for this. So Krishna, when he was eating this earth, he was thinking that, you know, whenever people speak lie or anything, they do mukha shuddhi. So he said, you know, they do it by, you know, water, by Ganga Jal. I am doing it by having earth because I have spoken so many lies in my life. And he said, child should always drink milk from the mother. And he said, this is Mother Earth. And I want to drink milk from her. Then he said that publicly I eat butter. But privately I eat the dust of the lotus feet of my devotees. What is Vraj Raj? Actually all the devotees are also there in Vraj. And then he was trying to show Mother Yashoda that, see, I am hungry, people don't give me butter, so therefore I eat that. You know, and people are claiming that, you know, I drink, eat their butter. No, I don't eat their butter. If I would have ate butter, why would I have been eating the earth over here? The very fact that I am eating earth means I am hungry and I have not stolen anybody's butter. Then, more we eat butter actually, more the GI tract becomes greasy. So we also know that whenever that butter, ghee is there, so what people do in the villages, they take earth and they, you know, take that earth and they put it around the hands so that the greasiness goes away. So Krishna is saying, so much butter already has gone in my GI tract, so I'm trying to detoxify myself by all the Devi Devatas. They wanted the Vrajraj and they are there inside. So Krishna says, okay, I give you a chance, have it to your heart's content. Then he says that Putana gave me poison. So sometimes people, you know, why Mother Yashoda scolded him? Because earth, they said earth is like poison and you know, you should not. So he said, no, so maybe that is an antidote to what Putana's poison if it is remaining there inside. Then Krishna thought that, you know, Mother Earth, she teaches forgiveness. People drill into Mother Earth, they blast into Mother Earth, but still Mother Earth gives, you know, vegetables and fruits. So I should also develop some forgiveness. At least I have to forgive Shishupal 100 times. So that forgiveness let me, you know, learn from Mother Earth. So if I eat some earth, I'll develop some forgiveness. Mother Earth, she is also called as Rasa Devi because she gives rasa to the various leaves, fruits and flowers, vegetables. So Krishna also is a Rasaraj. So he was thinking that let me have and get some rasa. And he wanted to start a parampara of eating earth. You know, that's where the parampara started. So all small children playing in the playground, you see, they're eating earth. Some say that, you know, one more very nice point, that Parshuram, he defeated all the kings and gave Mother Earth to the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are Dvijas, Dvijas, twice born. So you know how Krishna was thinking that my tooth are also Dvijas. Initially there are milk tooth and they are twice born. Then we get permanent tooth. So he was thinking, let me also give the earth to the Dvijas in my mouth. And that's what he was thinking. And the last point is very nice, that he was thinking that butter is a symbol of prosperity and earth is a symbol of hard work. So I have been happy eating butter and I am also happy eating earth. So Krishna was telling all of us that be composed in prosperity and even in misery. And lastly, I would just like to end sharing two experiences which I had. There was this one Mataji who was attending Kirtan in Vrindavan. So one of these pravachankars was talking about her, not from ISKCON. So, you know, that at the end the Kirtan was going on. And they were singing the Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. And then there was this one lady standing in the front row. And she was saying Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari He Nath Narayana. And He Nath ke baad she used to say Munna Ke Tau. Munna Ke Tau. So then at the end, this goes on for 1 week almost. So then that pravachankar called her and said, what, suddenly you shout something different when others are saying. You say the first line properly, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. And then in second line, suddenly you shout Munna Ke Tau. What is this Munna Ke Tau? She said, he is Munna, that small boy. Said, who is Munna Ke Tau? My husband. What is his name? Narayan. That I cannot take his name. Our parampara here is so strong that you are not. If you take husband's name, his life becomes less. I have been told. So I don't chant Narayan. So baki I chant Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari I chant. But when it comes to Narayan, I chant Munna Ke Tau. But I remember Narayan in my mind. Now this is such a special case, you know. Even Ajamil case, he chanted Narayan, he meant, but at least he chanted Narayan. You know, that time the Vishnudutas came because he chanted Narayan. Although the Yamdutas tried to justify that was his son's name and all, but Vishnudutas said he chanted Na, so now he has to be taken. So I was just thinking, what will happen to her if at the end of her life she shouts Munna Ke Tau karke. So because Vishnudutas are not going to come, because as per their rule book, Narayan, Krishna, something, Munna also doesn't stand anywhere and Tau also doesn't stand. But the Panchatattva will come. They are so merciful, like Lord Nityanand. You know, he is so merciful. So suddenly this time, I am just talking about a hypothetical situation where the Yamdutas may come again and they may see the Panchatattva suddenly. And they may say, last time there were 4, now these are 5. But that's what Panchatattva are, because they will feel that, okay, even in the mind they are thinking, she is thinking of Narayana, she may have not shouted the name. That's how Lord Nityananda is merciful. And the reason I told the story, because now the month of Magh is going on, and we are very soon going to celebrate the Nityananda Trayodashi. And I myself had acted as Munna Bhai in most of the dramas. So I have special affection for the name Munna also. So with that I just stop my lecture over here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nityananda Mahaprabhu ki. Thank you so much.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.